Philemon, the Avatar. One of the shortest letters, it remains one of the most powerful. At first glance, it appears to be an appeal to a Christian slave owner Philemon to accept his runaway slave Onesimus, who encountered Paul in prison. In the modern view, it is an appeal to senior pastor Philemon of the Colossian church in his home and the church to accept his previously useless slave Onesimus in the role of a leader. Onesimus's name means profitable and useful. The story reflects God's power to restore a useless person into useful ministry in his church. History reveals that Onesimus did indeed become an apostle, a bishop, and one of the top next generation leaders in that century. Personally, I see the letter as a birth and grooming a leader by leaders, the culminating pastoral epistle. While Timothy and Titus, Paul's true sons, were long established and trained in the ministry, the new begotten son, Onesimus, appears to be launched. These then were the next generation leaders, Timothy a Jew, Titus a Greek, Onesimus a slave. There are many players involved in the grooming of a great leader. Paul's role. Paul brings out the best in Onesimus by perceiving his hidden value, priming into visible value, verse 12 and 16, where Paul says he is sending his very heart. He implies the heart of a leader. By paying his debts and cancelling the past, by persuading the church to accept him as they would accept Paul himself, a man of God, a leader. The church's role. Church obviously had to partner with Paul in utilizing the new leader. Onesimus's role. It must not have been a cakewalk for Onesimus to return, but he perseveres. He dons the leader's garb, slips into his new shoes, and never turns back. Onesimus the slave was no more. Onesimus the son was born. The Jesus analogy. The same story continues today. Perception. Jesus sees our worth. Priming. He prepares us. Paying debts. He has cancelled our past and taken all our debts. Persuasion. He creates acceptance. Partnership of the church. Jesus will use us to reach spiritual heights. What about us? Are we confident enough in Christ to be the amazing person he wants us to be? Are we running away from our past rather than facing it and overcoming it? Or are we persevering to the end like Onesimus does?